The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we start the second hour of Off the Beaten Path.
Lord knows they'll try.
The National Intel Report. Jeez, I missed my opportunity yesterday. This is the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is July 11th, 2022. Just finished up with Matilda. We are trying to do a hookup with Ron McDonald. Had a little issues on Skype, so we'll probably have him on phone. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to, looks like we got Rattlebone from Colorado Springs. Welcome back, Rattlebones.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. I've missed you. I haven't emailed you, but I will after this diatribe I'm about to go through.
Okay.
Can you hear me, partner? I got a lot of exterior noise here.
No, I hear you pretty good. Pretty good, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So almost 3 weeks ago Tuesday, I was listening to Herzog's show. And what I'm about to tell you is what I told Herzog and Soy Boy Steiner. Steiner had called in on his show, and Steiner made the statement. I was working in the garage, working on the vehicle, so I didn't focus on every single word the dude said. But he did say this. He said that the phlebotomists at a hospital were saying that the nurses are dehydrating the patients. You and I know that a phlebotomist needs, doesn't have the education that you and I do. And they do have to have enough fluids on board, hydrated for venous engorgement. So they don't traumatize you trying to stick a dehydrated vein that's flat.
Nope.
Anyway, I called in and I said, I need to talk to that dude. And I just lambasted him. But I didn't get to the point, like, why in the heck was his whole story about saying something about a phlebotomist who's not a nurse, who ain't a doctor, who's not even a certified nursing assistant, is going to say something like that? You're scaring people from the hospital. So he says, and I said, hey, Steiner, Soy Boy, because he had called me a name. He called me, I was doing some Intel Pro, because I said, well, you know, you're selling products over here. That's why you're doing what you're doing over here. And he says, to divert the point, right? And that was, I'm doing Intel Pro. And I said, look, you punk, don't call me any names, you punk. I said, you know, if you talk to Steve Elkin, see if you can get away with what you just said, you know? And he says, well, you took it. You ought to listen a little bit more. So it's always Rattlebone's problem. Rattlebone doesn't have enough faith. Rattlebone doesn't have enough this. Rattlebone doesn't have enough that. And so then I emailed Herzog after that. And, you know, what I said to you, I've said to both of these guys, and I, so anyway, they got no business. You know, we talk about misinformation, that boy, and I don't like to use any term that the media says about anything, but anyway.
So let me ask you something, Rattlebuzz. What is the excuse or reason for nurses to be dehydrating patients? That an accusation was made. So what's the etiology? Why do this?
Well, of course, he didn't get to that point when I was on to try to speak with him. I forget what the whole issue was that led up to that. And then that was the highlight of a conversation. You and I both know there's no gain for anybody in there. And, you know, I said, in fact, nurses tell the doctors, look, I'm trying to keep our patient alive. So I think you should change this constitution of the IV. You should change his fluid. You know,
difficult. You know, as I do, it's difficult if we do accurate intake and outputs, INOs, you know when you're going to become in a deficit situation here far as hydration goes and being negative and you're in trouble. Of course, you can see it also in your labs. Your BUN and creatinine, of course, are super high because you're dehydrated. And your hematocrit is super, super high because you're concentrated. So I'm not sure where he was going with nurses that are purposely dehydrating patients. Yeah. I don't know how, because like I said, we do a daily INO every 12 hours, every 24 hours. You look at the numbers and you're either in good, you know, intake and output is equal or a little bit negative, a little bit positive, but you're never in dire straits here. You know what I'm saying?
And that is my deficit. As eloquent as you are, at that point, I didn't care if I was eloquent for the soy Steiner himself, making something like that, that he pulled from an orifice that's maybe in a dark room somewhere. So I haven't been in good spirits, which is why I haven't called in. I got nothing really good to say. I'm not depressed. I'm not this. I'm not that. I like to listen to Michael Rivero occasionally because he has a guy that called in a couple days ago, last week, Marco from Alabama. And that man he's at the end of his rope. And he's telling every single one of us, what are we doing? Why are we letting this happening? My question is, why do we have to accept this retard that's broken into the White House? Why do we have to continue to accept that? Why?
You know,
why do we got to
hold
the panacea? It's, the panacea in 24 is going to be DeSantis or Trump or somebody. Why in God's name can that? He's going to take our guns away and then want us to shoot people. Yep. And then there's martial law. And then digital currency and all this. Yep. So I'm trying to, thank goodness Nurse Hazel knows how to talk to me. But Marco was on fire, and I just love that man. I've tried reaching out to him through Mike anyway, too, because I just went to Kentucky in May and just kind of look around, man. But I've missed you tremendously. And you know, my blessings to you, to your wife, tell your family about when you say, hey, how's Rattlebone doing over there? You know what, man? That's like, it's such a catecholamine rush when you say that. And I do sincerely thank you because I'm not very eloquent on the phone. I'm always very nervous. If I could, just 1 minute more. Hazel's hospital report. Nurse Hazel's hospital report, okay?
Yeah.
So they had at her hospital here in the local Cold Springs, the Joint Commission of the Accreditation of Hospitals showed up. And, of course, they then announce when these guys go through the front door, we welcome the Joint Commission of Accreditation of Hospitals to our hospital over here like this. So the day before they arrived, she's getting 5 to 6 patients. You can't. They're going to kill her. They're going to kill Hazel and the other nurses with one CNA for about 18 patients. And these people are coming in, 90% of vax injuries, such as acute kidney injury, strokes, deep venous thromboses, pulmonary emboli, sepsis, seizures, acute metabolic encephalopathies, and cellulitis. Oh, she wrote this. Cellulitis with maggots and cancer. So the day of the survey, she only had 4 patients. And they had a nurse running around going, did you take a break today? Can I relieve you for lunch?
Yeah.
So I the reason why I say these kind of things and about people like Soy Boy Steiner is to tell my brothers and sisters at Republic, look, you got to really try to understand what's going on. You got to have an advocate with you that ain't been shot with any kind of things, you know?
What's the typical ratio for Hazel? What's the typical ratio, a normal ratio prior to this happening? What's the normal ratio?
Hazel, what's the normal ratio over there? Because they were losing nurses over there. Because that's the usual. I'm getting mixed messages. 4 to 1 is usual. But she had nurses that left because of sickness, and they're cooking the nurses over there, so they're leaving. Okay, but they can certainly mobilize enough when it comes for the surveyors. So usually it's a 4 to 1 ratio, and so what she's just. She's saying that the nurses got COVID. Hazel works on a COVID unit, and they're coming in with all that symptomatology that I mentioned. So when the surveyors come in, she's back to their 4. Within a day after, they're back to their 5 to 6 patients. One CNA. You can't work like that. You really can't. And I'm not saying it to scare anybody. I'm just saying, everybody, if you're going to get sick, please send somebody there for all the shifts. And ask questions in the form of curiosity, you know, about, oh, why are you doing that? Is that going to be helpful? What can I do to support, you know, patient education, et cetera, et cetera. So, man, right.
Hey, Rattlebones, I got to get moving here. I got a bunch of calls lining up here. Thanks for the call. Say hi to Hazel. Make an ace, an honest woman to that woman. Make an honest woman out of her. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Captain Bebop. Captain, are you there?
Yeah, Steve.
Hey, by the way, I want to say thanks for that video. I sent that to RBN. That was a very nice video you put out. I don't know if you want to give everybody a little description of your video. I think it's still on the website.
Oh, I haven't seen it on the website. You mean the working for a dollar a day?
Yeah, working for a dollar. It's. I think it's still up. Mike, is it still on the website, that video I had sent over? Called Working for a Dollar. It's a video. It's pretty good. Okay, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Okay, great. I'm glad you put that up. Actually, Mike Rivero put up a couple of my videos about 10 years ago or so.
Very good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you and I have exchanged some emails about something that isn't much discussed along the line of COVID. And we know that we have antigen tests, but there are also antibody tests. Mm-hmm. And they're really hard to get. And they were designed as early as they came out of pharmaceutical companies, started making them about the summer of 2020. And their idea was it's supposed to be over the counter, and they were tests that you could see if you've had COVID or not. Mm-hmm. Your serum antibody test.
Yeah.
And you can look them up on the web, but they're really hard to get. You have to have a clinic license to get them.
Well, you know, Captain, here's how I feel. I've never gone to a doctor to walk in his office and say, I feel good, but I don't know for sure. Am I healthy or am I sick? I've never done that. If I've ever gone to the mm-hmm. doctor, I've had symptoms which would indicate that I have an illness or something going on. So I'd like to get away from these people that are suggesting, you know, hey, you should take a test to check yourself out. You might be sick. You know, I think we need to get back to, how do you feel? You feel good? Okay. Yeah. Well, you're feeling good. You feel good. You don't have to go and take a test and have it change your mind to saying it says I'm sick. Do you know what I'm saying here? I'd rather not go in that direction. So these people are making tons of money on these tests. And if you're sick, then if you can't handle it at home and you need intervention through a hospital or a doctor, mm-hmm. then go to a doctor and get some help. But to run around saying, I'm going to take a test to see if I'm healthy or not, or to see if I'm sick, I just don't even want to go there.
That isn't the point of those tests. The interest I had in it, and people I know had interest in it, was to see if you've had it, if you're the kind of person that may have had COVID and were not non-symptomatic.
There's a mistake right there. I had it, and you are symptomatic. You can't walk around being asymptomatic. We need to get to the understanding that there is no such thing as asymptomatic. You either have it, show symptoms of the disease, then you're infectious. Other than that, there's no walking around asymptomatic and having it.
Mm-hmm.
It's. I just want to make sure we understand that, because that is one of the first questions I asked Dr. Peter McCullough, and he said, yes, you are absolutely correct. There is no such thing as walking around feeling great, and they say you're positive and you are an asymptomatic spreader. There's no such thing. You either have symptoms, you are infectious, a fever of certain things, and you're infectious. Other than that, that's a lie. That's a lie perpetrated by the mainstream media, the CDC, and numerous other umbrella agencies of government to keep this pandemic going and scare the hell out of everybody into getting a jab. That's exactly mm-hmm. what that's about.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
there's no such thing.
I didn't want to,
there is no such thing as an asymptomatic spreader.
All right. Well, thanks for putting up the video. I didn't know it was there.
That was pretty well done. I liked it. It kind of reminded me of that video of Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. It kind of had that feel, Money for Nothing
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
video. Good stuff. You did a good job.
Okay.
Did a good job.
Okay, thanks.
All right, got to get going here. Let's talk to Bob in Colorado. First, I want to bring on Ron McDonald. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve. Sounds interesting.
Are you on Skype or phone?
What's that?
Are you on Skype or phone?
Phone.
You're on phone. Okay, I thought we had you on Skype. Okay. I told everybody in the first hour you had a great story to share with us in the second hour about I just love it. You got to share it because I didn't see that coming from you, but you called somebody out. And we're gonna get that story after we get these calls done. Let's get these calls and get you included in here. Let's go back and talk to Bob in Colorado. Bob, are you there? Bob dropped. Okay, Steve in New Mexico.
Yeah, Steve, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I just wanted to go over something. I was with Roger Landry on Sunday.
Okay.
And he was talking about what, I guess, the DOD department, I guess, their medical. Mm-hmm. And he said that cancer's gone up 300%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Miscarriages
yep.
have gone up
yep.
300%. And neurological has gone up 1,000%. And I figure, like, and I heard from Jeff on Friday with Erica Kahn about Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis, and this is what they have. It's all neurological and stuff, and this is why our pilots, some of them in the Air Force, they're not going to take this because they know what they're up against because they've seen it. Yeah. And same way with the workers, you know, like, say, with the airlines, and this is why a lot of them, they're so sick that they're just not able to make it in and work.
No, no, I agree.
So, and it's
actually,
just another way.
Dr. Peter McCullough had discussed this a little. I'm glad you brought it up with the cancers and the miscarriages and stuff like that, was because it's my understanding, the way he's explained to me, was that the uterine cells, the uterine wall cells of the female there, are uptaking the spike protein, and that's mm-hmm. That's what's causing our dysmenorrhea, and that's what's causing the bleeding and the spontaneous abortions and the uterine cancer. It's flipping the switch on here. So that's what I understand what Dr. McCullough told me. And, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I'm not sure how you're going to be able to hide all this for very long because the numbers are starting to pile up. The hospitals where they say we're so full of COVID patients will become full at some point in time of people that are vaccine injured and dying of cancer and dying of this and that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard to cover that up.
And you're right about, you know, when you see – your athletes, you know, NFL, baseball, whatever, and also in the entertainment, once they see, you know, more of it happening. But yet I was telling my friend, I said, well, with all these people that are doing this and causing all these deaths with these, how they made up the bioweapon, I said, well, karma has a way of coming back on them, so... I think you're right. It's coming around. So I don't know how many people we're going to lose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have a question for you. Ron, maybe I can include you in this question also. With the elites that are part of this depopulation agenda, the great reset of bringing down the world's population, that didn't even factor in yet. I wanted to talk about, maybe we can talk about it, the Georgia Guidestones are blown up. That's how did that happen? There's something very interesting about on the Guidestones of the 10 requirements criteria, one of them being to restart the planet in harmony and balance with nature at 500 million people to restart the planet again. So those things are all blown up now and taken down. That can't be just by accident that happens. But the people that are actually behind this depopulation agenda, have they decided – evidently they haven't. Maybe it's a random crapshoot. I don't know how it's going to be, but they must have chosen who gets to live and who dies. But when you get wealthy people like Brad Pitt and Celine Dion worth $800 million, and they are going to be targeted, so who gets to live of the elite? Who are these elite that have chosen they get to live, and they're even going to kill off wealthy, rich celebrities? Think about that for a second. We'll come right back to it.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Still there. Steve, are you still there? You still have Steve? In New Mexico? No, guess not. He dropped. Ron McDonald, you heard my question, didn't you?
Yeah. Can you?
The question was, if the elites have decided in depopulation and the Georgia Guidestones, if they want to actually reach this 500 million worldwide here, and bring the population down with harmony with nature. And we see people like Brad Pitt, it appears to be vaccine damaged, Celine Dion, vaccine damaged. We're seeing wealthy, powerful people in the entertainment industry getting harmed that are not doing well and will possibly die from these COVID shots. So in the elites, who have they decided gets to live and who dies? I mean, if they even target the wealthy Hollywood people, elite, then who gets to live?
Yeah. See, I don't think it has anything to do with the currency. It has to do with the elite actually are the money lenders, the ones that print out the money, the ones that control the money, not the people that earn the money, including Celine Dion. I think that's what the criteria is.
Interesting. Well, I think you might be right there. I would just think that, you know, some of these, did they not think it through that some of these wealthy Hollywood people, I mean, somebody like right now, like I said, I talked about Celine Dion looking terrible. I don't think she's ever going to perform ever again. And she's worth $800 million. How visual that will be to say, well, she's was pro-vaccine and look at her. She took all the vaccines. Look at her now. She looks terrible.
Has it
and
been
she's
attributed? Has her appearance been attributed to the vaccine?
Well, they won't ask the question they know the answer to. She was pro-shot because attending her concerts, she mentioned about she's very, very big on it. She believes in it. It's going to keep us all safe. The pandemic will come to an end if we all do these things. So she definitely took the shot. She definitely took it. How many did she take? I don't know. Boosters? I don't know. But the woman is doing terrible, and my guess is her career is over. Now the question is, how much longer is she going to live? She looks terrible. Involuntary muscle movements like Parkinson's, she is in very bad shape. When we see the celebrities dropping like this, then we have to say, wait a minute here, what's going on? Especially the young athletes that are dropping, 20-year-old people dying in their sleep or dropping dead on the court. We have to know that there's something very wrong here and that this whole creation of a cause of death called SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, is only fitting the narrative that they want you to believe that just normal, healthy people can just drop dead one day. Just drop. They're gone. Never question it.
Well, can you imagine having the power to control the currency of every country? And what an exclusive family that would be to have that power.
Oh, yeah.
That's the elite.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I think you might be right there. No other callers here. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Ron, I wanted to ask you, talk some legal here. And actually, first of all, you got to share your story first before we get into the Elon Musk deal. Share your story that you shared with me the other day because I think it's great.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's kind of a funny story, but I've done it. I've responded this way to a couple people in my life. You know, when you've presented facts that are self-evident to someone and they retort with an opinion and disregard the facts, the only thing left is to say something in the nature of, were you born that way or did you just learn to be stupid? I know that's kind of harsh, but When there is no evidence of intelligence for someone to take the facts that you presented and digest them and see clearly. I mean, these are self-evident facts. These anyone should know. And that's the proper play at that point. There's no other play, in my opinion.
Now,
is that the story you're talking about?
You don't plan on ever being friends with this person ever. Do you?
No, you don't. I mean, and, you know, it's a hardball play, but it's, you know, it makes the person angry, certainly, and they want to prove that they were right, so let them prove they were right.
Right, right. And they could not, so.
They can.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a good comeback, Ron. Appreciate that story. Short commercial break. We got more calls in the loop. We'll come right back.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins behind the mic here, and my good buddy on the West Coast, Mr. Ron McDonald. I love that story, Ron. I do the same thing, but you just can't miss a great opportunity like that. You actually can tell when somebody gives you an answer like that. You know that their information source is pretty much somebody like CNN or MSNBC, because it's verbatim. It's verbatim what they've been told through the brainwashing of the mainstream media. And I throw that out there because I say that's not you. I heard that last week. Or I heard that before. That came from one of the talking heads on the mainstream media. That's not your own thought. What is your own thought? Do you have your own thought on this, on the subject matter? I'd like to answer it that
way. You know, and the response isn't to – it isn't to hurt the individual. It's to get the individual to get emotionally involved in it to prove that you're wrong.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just going on opinion.
Well, to think for themselves. Don't regurgitate somebody else's stuff. Think for yourself. Have you done any reading on any of this stuff yourself? Because all I hear is you regurgitating and telling this guy, I hear you regurgitating something from the mainstream media. Do you have any of your own ideas, your own thoughts on this topic? You know.
Yeah.
That's,
I do size up the person if they can accept the insult. I do size them up. I wouldn't do it to a woman. I'd do it to someone that is just too dunce, you know.
So if a fat woman comes up to you, and says, "Do I look fat in this dress?" And she really is fat in the dress. Are you going to say yes?
You damn right. I'm not going to say yes.
And then you're going to hightail it out of there, right? You're going to say yes, and you're going to run.
Right, right.
Well, you got to be honest. No. You know, I'm not here to hurt your feelings, but I mean, you do want honesty, right? I mean, I'm honest, and Michelle and I were talking, wife and I were talking the other day, that if I give you a compliment, I'm sincere when I give the compliment. I said, you know what? She said, you wouldn't do it out of not being sincere. You're always sincere when somebody says something. They may not want to hear what you have to say, but you gave an answer and you said this. As a matter of fact, just the other day, we're at a restaurant, and I don't see this very often, so I had to comment on this. We were at a Chipotle Mexican having lunch, and I walk in, and there's a husband and wife with three children, well-dressed, well-behaved, and I just couldn't keep my eyes off them, how well-behaved they were. They weren't on their cell phones, doing the little thumb thing. They were conversing, talking with mom and dad. I was impressed, but I never see that anymore. And I said to the guy, the husband looked at me, the father looked up at me, and I said, you know, you have a very nice-looking family. And I meant it sincerely because I don't see this anymore. I don't see families anymore. And my wife said, why did you say that? That's chit-chat. I said, that was being sincere. I never see families like this. Very rarely do I see a family that looks like a family and behaves like a family. And I just had to say something. And they were very appreciative. They were all smiles and thank you very much. And I was very sincere when I said it because I don't see it very often, a real family.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Well, I usually see a mother with her ducklings following her throughout the stores. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah. Right in a row.
Yeah. Well, we got some more callers here. Let's get to them.
I have to say one thing, Steve. You know, when I do that, it's not to really insult the individual because I have a connection with everyone. I think we all do. So we don't want to injure someone, but we certainly want to give an adversarial position for them to learn from.
Right. I agree. I totally agree. And hopefully they can handle that. You know, I like to give what they call constructive criticism. Can you handle the truth? Can you handle some constructive criticism? And I'll word it that way. And feel the waters of how they would take this. And if they can't handle it, well, then we can just stop right now. I don't want to get you leaving angry at me, but I do want you to think. My philosophy has always been doing the show, even the title of the show, Off the Beaten Path, is to do your own thinking. Step off the path
they've
put you on and think for yourself. That's always been my philosophy of why I named the show Off the Beaten Path on Sundays. And that's if people can handle that, trust me, you can use that kind of critical thinking in this problem, and you can use it for other problems in your life. You will be much better off for it using your own thinking, your own critical thinking skills. But some people evidently don't have them, Ron. They don't even have common sense. So you can't have critical thinking if you don't have common sense. And when I hear people regurgitating the mainstream media, I sometimes will dive in and say, you didn't say that's not you. That's the mainstream media. Do you have any other of your own opinions not regurgitated? Do you have anything else you can add to this? Have you done any work at all? Because I have. If you'd like to know, I'll be happy to share with you what I know. But, you know, you feel the waters out on that. But it doesn't always turn out well.
Well, you know, they've weaned us away from our imagination and placed us in a box, and that's all we can see is the four sides. Right. This is what the problem is people don't think for themselves because they've lost their imagination.
Right.
And without imagination, you know, there's no creative force within you. You just repeat and regurgitate what's been taught to you.
Exactly. Indoctrination. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Let's go back and talk on the phone here. Let's see. I think we've got Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're next up.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you guys were talking, made me think of something. Communists are spoiled rotten brats with power. and that explains the illogic of their daily activity in the news, because, you know, communists are in the press. They're everywhere. We see them, watch them do what they do and say what they say every day. So you're talking about just in general. But what I was going to call about was, number one is, in this grand story of our country, and I really, really like, admire you when you say that, you know, you plan on surviving this thing. And that really is encouraging.
Yeah.
When this, you know, when stories are told, stories are going to be told about talk radio people and how they helped tremendously in the psyche of the American mind, worldwide talk radio people. So I just want to say, you know, thank you for that. And the only other thing I wanted to know from you, what you guys thought was, have you ever been on Reddit?
Yeah.
So is it mainly programmers and stuff that get on there and stuff?
I'm not sure I can answer that one intelligently. I've been on it. I've looked at it. I've read stuff. I don't know.
Well, let me just shift. I was just speaking and ask you about basically a societal question, and that is I'm starting to see memes. I'll just brief preface it. I'm starting to see memes that from people that just don't make any sense, and humor that just doesn't make any sense. Have you noticed that with the younger, some of the generations coming up, with just things they say just don't make any sense at all, like the humor?
Well, actually, all the memes I ever get, and I keep a lot of them, save them, are coming people that are in my circle. So usually there's some reason why they're sending that. I never receive stupid stuff. So mine are always usually have a point to make. And that's why I like to share them with Ron. Ron, you get a lot of my text memes. You get a lot of those.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, let me just get to the heart of my question so I can get off here. Okay. And just let you. But basically, what percentage of the population do you think are logical people that think like you and me, versus the ones that unfortunately come up through the past two generations of school systems? Like people that think like us. Like, I want to hope that
I'm going to say a third. I'm going to say a third. 33% and a third. Ron, what do you think? A third.
I think everyone has the capability to think like that, but I think most people don't care.
Yeah. They're too comfortable.
I would probably say 30% do care, and they're out there actively sharing the facts.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
lazy,
we're talking 33%. I think it's 33%. I mean, unfortunately, we got the dumbing down of America has been going on for a long time, and it's a very successful campaign. I mean, just look at TV. You know, Ron, there, just on TV the other day, there is a show it's on MTV, one of these young adult shows, young, pregnant teenagers. I can't remember the name of the title of it, but they're all pregnant moms, and they're unmarried and irresponsible, didn't take precautions. And they're glamorizing the fact that these girls are all pregnant I just can't understand it. When we talk about Roe versus Wade, I've been talking till I'm blue at this topic here, that to say, why are we here? Can't people just be responsible and use some kind of protections, though you never get in a situation where you have to make a decision, keep or not? And we have TV shows on TV where it's glamorized, young teen moms pregnant. I just don't get it. I don't understand. It's the moral decay of this country, moral decay.
So doesn't that always come back to evil?
Go ahead.
I asked a question to the doctor. It doesn't all this come back to evil? That's the reasons, the force behind it?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't have an answer of why someone would be in the business of glamorizing immorality. I don't know why anybody would do that, unless there's some kind of commerce, Ron, involved in all this, and it's always about money. Why glamorize these teenage girls who have gotten pregnant? Why give them a TV show? Why do all this? What purpose could that possibly be?
Let's create the setting. The setting is, today, the most important thing for the young is gender and pronouns. That's it. They have to voice who they are and what gender they are. And if you get it wrong, if you're born in a different era and you get it wrong, it could be tried for it.
All right. Now I've got a question for you. Now I've got a great question for you, Ron. And this is going to happen to us sooner or later. You know what's going to happen. When somebody corrects us and says that's not the pronoun they want to be called, well, how are you going to respond to that one?
You know, that's a difficult one. I don't care what someone wants to call themselves. That's their world. But yeah. Their world cannot collide with my world. My world is differently. They must accept my point of view. Yeah.
Can we add in a-hole as a pronoun?
Oh, God.
Could I actually say, well, I thought of a better pronoun for you. It's better than that one. It might fit more appropriate. How about this? Is that okay with you?
See? How about F around and find out?
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right. We might be in trouble now, Ron, because we got Pat Fort Worth coming up next, and we probably shouldn't have been saying these things. So let's cross our fingers. Pat in Fort Worth, welcome to the show.
Hi. I wanted to ask Dr. Ron McDonald. Okay, I want to ask him a question.
Okay.
And that is, one time you were, I heard you, and you were talking about people losing their house over the mortgage fraud. And now I wonder, do you see any kind of hope with the Supreme Court and the EPA thing? Because, you know, they use that EPA to keep you from building the wall. Oh, there's a little turtle that couldn't get across our... there's something there. It's a wild land. Trump was getting rid of a bunch of that stuff. That was putting it back into use, you know, and all that. But I'm thinking about all the people that run cities, the communitarian side, the fourth illegal branch of government, who say, oh, well, they really want your house, but they say, well, it's in a flood zone or we got to tear it down because the tornadoes came here, all that kind of stuff. Do you see that EPA decision of the Supreme Court could help stop some of that communitarianism?
Okay, can you repeat what the Environmental Protective Agency has, what that decision was?
They threw it out.
Oh, okay.
I'm not real... familiar with it, but maybe look into that.
You know, all these agencies, Pat, all these agencies are in violation of constitutional law. They were never supposed to be there. Even, you know, even Roosevelt had a thorough investigation of agency law and said it would undo the Constitution, and it has. We have many governments with all three powers included in itself. They legislate law, they enforce the law, and then they adjudicate the law. So you're guilty as long as you've broken any of their laws, and the laws are not coinciding with the Constitution. This is why the people need to wake up to that aspect of it, administrative law.
Well, I wish you would start
the fourth,
looking
the fourth
into
branch,
that.
You're talking about the fourth branch of our government, administrative law, regulatory law. Ron, how do we, if it's not even possible, probably not, but how do we turn back this? I mean, Donald Trump, to be honest, I'm not a Trump fan, but, you know, Donald Trump actually kind of put the kibosh on the regulatory law, administrative law, while he was in office, and the economy was doing better, businesses were growing, hiring more people, unemployment was lower. And now we've gone in the reverse direction here. We have more administrative law, more regulatory law here as a way of taxation, and they're taxing us to death. So I don't know how do we get out of this mess of regulatory administrative law?
Usually the answer is right in the problem. The problem was back in 1933 under the New Deal, the Congress of the United States and judicial branch gave over power they had within their
areas and gave it to the executive branch. And that's where they allowed Roosevelt to control the economy. And it's like three buckets of power. You know, when two buckets fill up one bucket of power, that one bucket has more power than the other two. And that's what's happened in our society. The executive branch runs the state, runs the country. That's wrong. It violates the principle, fundamental principle of equal powers. So that's where it is, and that's where we have to attack. We have to do it in our little communities, from our supervisors to the office of the mayor. I mean, this is where you have to attack. And you have to bring forward that it's a violation or it's unconstitutional. And as, if more people get involved in that aspect of it, we'll see this turn back to our basic common law principles of running the country.
I like that answer.
Okay.
Pat?
I've seen that work myself in court, that because most of the people who are picked for jurors, they still think the Constitution's great, you know, and when you start arguing the Constitution, the others don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Because the jury's, we can keep the jury, but people want to throw the whole Constitution out, get a new convention. First thing they're going to do is throw out a trial by jury. That's not the last thing that I can say that we actually have.
Well, I think you're going to find these Democrats, these woke Democrats, they would tell you that the Constitution is outdated. It's time for a new Constitution. Of course, that Constitution they have in mind, it would be more limiting, self-limiting you of rights and freedoms and granting themselves more power. Would you agree with that, Ron?
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Pat,
thanks for your call. I got to get moving here. I got another call in the loop here. Got to get back to the phones. Misty in Kansas, you're on the show. What's that, hon? You got an echo. Turn down your speaker, hon. Are you there, Misty? We lost her. Yeah, okay. Play Misty for me.
Yeah.
You remember that movie from Clint Eastwood? Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, play Misty for me. We don't know what happened to her. Okay, we may not get her back. Okay, well, I don't know what happened to her. If she comes back, we'll get her in real quick. Let's talk real quick, Ron, about this failed attempt by Elon Musk to buy Twitter for $44 billion. In that, I find it kind of comical in a way because he's in a really good spot right now. He's looks like he's pulling out of the deal. I don't want to buy it because based on some lies, kind of like what Enron was doing, cooking the books here. On the number of true accounts, the true people accounts that they have, turns out, they said we may have 5% are bot accounts, which are just robots, computers, you know, basically acting as a human. So if that's true, first of all, they're admitting to 5%, which it's probably more like 50%. I don't think the number of Twitter accounts is as much as they claim it is to be, which means they're defrauding the investor. They're defrauding the advertisers. They're simply keeping the numbers high to look like they're very successful in order to keep the money coming in to buying stock purchase and keep their value up. But now that he's called them out, he says, well, show me the books on the true accounts versus bot accounts. And they refuse to give him this information. So he's pulled out of the deal. Now, Twitter's coming back, Ron, and saying, you've pulled out of the deal. You owe us $1 billion of earnest money here. But my question to you is, there's no such thing as earnest money to a company that was never for sale, and there's nobody standing in line as a potential buyer. This was an out of the blue, came out of nowhere. I want to buy Twitter. There were nobody standing in line, so there should be no earnest money to lose in pulling out of a deal, especially based on the fraud of the 5%, which is probably 50%, on bot accounts.
Well, you know that all contracts are based on good faith. Steve. And good faith means that if you're buying a company with 1 million people having active accounts and you find out that 999,999 have accounts and one doesn't, that's bad faith.
Yeah, got it.
You get what you pay for. That's the principle of contract law. So, and I think you're absolutely correct on the idea that there's no one waiting in line to buy it. So
right.
there's no reason.
There's money to lose.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, Misty got back. Let's see if we get Misty in before we close the show out. Misty, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
All right. Yep. You got a couple of minutes. Go for it.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Go okay. for it, hon.
Okay. When the lady that came on earlier and she was talking about, you know, how they push this abortion issue too far, you know, I mean,
Matilda.
It was at this stage, then and then now, apparently you can just spit it out and whack it, you know. But I think people are also not thinking about the other side of the coin, and that is the man, okay? Why isn't the man taking responsibility for his own person, if you know what I'm talking about,
sure.
wrap it mm-hmm. up, and then there's not so many issues of mm-hmm. this.
It's a two-way street. I agree. Both of them yes. have to be responsible. This is not hard to do, though. That's what
no.
I'm saying. It's not costly. It's not that costly. And if you can't even afford it, you can get free birth control protection. You can get it for free.
Well, that depends, because I can tell you, my son... He was 17, she was 16 when they had their child. Now, she wasn't on birth control. I gave my son condoms. I knew this was going to happen. I'm being a proactive parent. And you got to use these. You don't need a baby. Well, lo and behold, he chose not to. The mother's daughter was in denial, and she, oh, no, my daughter would never do this. They were dating for over a year, you know? But I'm saying, at the same time, my son didn't take my advice, and I've got a soon-to-be 18-year-old granddaughter. I'm fixing to be 60. My yeah. son didn't take my advice. And I'm glad she's here. I guess it still goes, I mean, you know, I mean, I look at a man, and I was talking to my husband about this. And, you know, why doesn't a man want to wear a condom? And if you don't mind, I'm just going to be straight up, because it feels better without, correct?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Everything is put on the woman.
Yeah. Hey, Misty, we're out of time here. We're out of time here. Do me a favor. If your son hasn't done the job, you have that talk with your granddaughter. Make sure she doesn't make the same mistake. Health, happiness, safe travels, everybody. Thank you, Ron McDonald, for being with me tonight. We will talk again. Good night.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.